Alongside NATO officials, more than 1,000 industry representatives have been attending this week's cybersecurity symposium in Mons, Belgium. Some of the West's potential cyber adversaries, such as Russia and China, are keeping their electronic arsenals firmly in state hands. Looking at the commercial marketplace in evidence here, though, is NATO privatizing its cyber defense?
I don't think we're moving to more of a privatization. I think the recognition is that big organizations and countries cannot do this alone. They need industry, and we certainly need industry. We need their innovation, we need their expertise, we need their solutions, because their solutions are really countering the threats that the whole world is facing, and NATO's no different from any other organization.
Bidders to win contracts for the business of NATO cyber defense will be invited to tender next year, with the first round of investments to be completed in 2018.